You're listening to the Culture Builders Podcast, where we share thoughts, tools, and tips for leaders to improve relationships, raise standards, and grow personally. We're all about working to do better and to be better. You can learn more at thriveonchallenge.com. Hey, before I get into today's episode, I just wanted to remind you that I've launched the Captain Cats Council training system, and it's a great course on CoachTube. You buy it, you have lifetime access to the course. You also have me as a sounding board. You can shoot me emails of just questions you have after watching the course. It's great to be able to share with your staff so they understand why you want to implement this, how to do it, what roles they can have to help you be successful. And so just check out the Captain's Council training system. Leadership development starts with you. The importance of growing as a leader. Years ago, I made the decision that I wanted to become intentional in developing the leadership of the young men playing for our team. The growing selfishness and the lack of leadership I witnessed in my players was not just disheartening, but problematic to our team's culture. Teams with great potential were underachieving, and coaching was not nearly as enjoyable as it was when I first stepped into a gym over a decade ago. So I searched for ways to intentionally develop those intangibles we claim to value so highly. I read books, subscribed to daily coaching emails, and asked mentors for advice. Initially, my biggest problem was that I was looking for a quick fix. I sought out for some coaching tactic or team exercise that would show results and growth by the next practice or game. I came to realize there were no easy fixes, no easy drills, no inspirational speeches that were going to work. So I took what I thought was the most important step I could take to develop our leaders. I purchased a leadership curriculum for my team and appointed an assistant coach to guide us through the curriculum during the season. We committed to 30 minutes once a week. As a head coach, your two most precious resources are time and money. Few coaches have the pleasure of not worrying about their budget, and every coach stresses about how to best use their time when they have their team. In retrospect, a few $100 and a 30-minute weekly commitment doesn't seem like much to develop the most crippling weakness in our program, leadership. But in the moment, I stressed about having enough time to install offenses and defenses, regaining our shooting rhythm after a long pro football season, and ensuring that my players were well-conditioned. The first thing I learned was 30 minutes and a few $100 really weren't that big of a commitment to something so important. The hardest thing I learned was that I failed to make the biggest and most critical investment that would be necessary to effectively develop player leadership. The most influential leader on your team. I remember getting on my players that season with reminders to step up as leaders. I would say things like, "You are a leader on this team whether you want to be or not. The question is, where are you leading us?" Little leadership lectures were almost daily occurrences in our program, on top of our weekly leadership classroom sessions. Midway through the season, we gathered as a team for our weekly leadership session. The lesson of the day was profanity, and our leadership coach started the session with a joke as he shared the topic of the week. "Coach Nurbin may need to listen up for this one today." Everyone laughed, including me. The truth was they probably never had a coach who used so much profanity in their lifetime. At first, it didn't bother me. I was not proud of my excessive use of profanity, but it was me being me. I was being authentic, right? The irony of this situation was that I was sitting in the back of the classroom under a poster of John Wooden's Pyramid of Success, which outlined his core values. Above the pyramid, this quote was printed: "Handouts and discussion were meaningless unless team members could see lots of evidence of the pyramid in my own behavior as a leader and a coach." Your own personal example is one of the most powerful leadership tools you possess. Put it to good use. Be what you want your team to become. And as I sat through that lesson, I started to ponder if it really was right for me to use so much profanity while coaching. Something didn't feel right. How could I feel it was okay for me or my staff to lecture these young men about profanity? What a special exemption did I carry as head basketball coach? The more I thought about this, the more I started to ask the question, how many of the leadership qualities that we discuss each week do I truly demonstrate? The more I mulled this over, the more I realized that I seemed to have a much different standard and view on what leadership should look like for myself than it should for my own players. So I was the head coach and I could get away with a lot more. Did that make it okay? Did that make it effective? Yes. I could find ways to justify my actions as my leadership style was often effective in getting results. But I started to really question whether it was beneficial. Am I okay with these young men emulating my leadership? Regardless of what we believe, the reality is we are the most influential leader on our team. If we believe our team has a lack of leadership, then more often than not, we do not have to look farther than the coaching staff. If we fail to invest in our own growth, then lecturing our players and investing in a leadership program will likely be like throwing seeds on the blacktop during a hot summer day and expecting them to take root. Yes, the outside forces of today's sporting culture will dry them up just like the sun, but we will fail to prepare an environment where they can thrive and grow. The young people under our direction will emulate our leadership, and how we lead speaks far louder than anything we can say or yell. So I came to realize the truth of the matter. I was failing as a leader. I failed to set the right example. I was holding myself to a different standard. And if I wanted the young men to grow as leaders, then I would have to start to grow as a leader too. 3 steps to improve your team's leaders. Number 1, invest in your leadership. What did this look like for me? In the past, I used the word authenticity to justify my actions and ended up missing out on some critical opportunities for growth because of it. After I recognized that I was far from a perfect leader, I acknowledged that I could change and grow. I went from trying to prove myself as a leader to trying to improve myself. I started reading more than ever. I read about leadership, mental training, performance psychology, and whatever else I could get my hands on that would help. I also hired a mentor, someone on the outside who could help me on my journey. 2, be vulnerable with those you lead. I didn't just start to change the way I led. I opened up about my experience to the young men I was leading. My willingness to be vulnerable and acknowledge that I was far from perfect, but working to grow was critical. I even opened myself to feedback from my players. I knew I had to walk the walk before they would ever listen to all my talk. If I could show them that I was willing and capable of change, then perhaps they would be more invested in growing as leaders as well. 3, call them up, not out. I started to realize that we were all on this journey together. I asked for their support and feedback during my journey. While offering my support along their journey, I started to walk alongside them instead of looming over them. Yes, there were times when I needed to hold them accountable, but I had to surrender control because each and every one of them was on a journey of their choosing. When I started to follow on these steps, things changed dramatically. The interactions that used to be filled with so much friction became growth moments for both of us. For example, when I enforced consequences for an individual who demonstrated poor body language on the bench, they responded in a whole new way because I had shared my struggle to remain composed when things did not go my way. I was calling them up, not out. The young men became more invested in growing as leaders. Instead of being motivated by fear or some extrinsic reward, for example, special privileges, captaincy, or something like that, they were more motivated by the freedom to make mistakes while knowing they still had the support for their coaches and teammates. They were witnessing firsthand through my example the transformational impact they could have by growing as leaders. It doesn't really matter what program you implement or what leadership training manual you follow next season. If you're not willing to look within yourself, great leaders know they are the most influential leader on their team. Great leaders are more concerned with what is beneficial than what is effective. Great leaders invest their resources on fixing themselves, not others. Great leaders commit to walking alongside those they lead, not looming over them. Once again, check out the Captain's Council Leadership System and Training course. When you implement it, and you run it, the Captain's Council is a powerful way to not only develop leaders, but to increase the chances everyone in your program feels seen, feels known, and feels cared for. The training will walk you through the following process of selecting captains in a very intentional way by creating a job description, empowering captains from the onset with captains' commitments and units, and lastly, system execution. There's just a host of different ideas that coaches have used in over 50 different programs that we've supported in the last few years, and you can get access to all this by going to coachtube.com, but I prefer for you to use the link in the details of this episode. When you do that, you're going to save 10%. Also using the coupon code TOC article. Thanks again for listening into the podcast.